This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's in it for you? The Doug Steffen Good Day program has lots in it for you. Discussion of the issues of the day, the stories that you want to have shared with you from the point of view of five very intelligent people. You can pick which one you think is the most intelligent. Is the most intelligent person here? Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Wait a minute. Jennifer, is Jennifer Horn the most intelligent person? How about... Roberta Fasanelli, she the most important and intelligent person who's here. Yeah.
Today I'm the most important.
Yes, we know.
No, you're not the most intelligent here.
Happy birthday. Okay, then Ken Kessler, who says the least but maybe says the most. Sometimes the people who say the least say the most. And then your affable host, Doug Steffen Dudley.
I'm really
here.
Mad at Rich right now.
Really? You can be mad. It's okay.
It's back to life.
But it's not really, it's not being mad. Getting even is what's more
Roberta's
important.
Got the brains. You've got the charm and personality.
She's got
not to say that you're not smart.
He's not being nice to either of us.
So what's
even
with
the
that?
One that I take it as an insult or a compliment.
Insult.
Okay. Smart the Seattle that, City Council voting on an ordinance gradually increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour in the city of Seattle.
Seattle will shut down in the next 5 years, I predict this.
Plan proposes a phase-in of the wage increases over several years with a slower process for smaller businesses. The plan gives businesses with more than 500 employees at least 3 years to phase in the increase. So, how many jobs will it cost? Does anybody think about it this way? Are there any business people on the Seattle City Council? Are there any business people?
There has to be.
Well, you would have thought. Well, Seattle is a very progressive city. I happen to be a fan of Seattle in many ways. Now, oftentimes that word progressive is a, it's sort of a nicer way of saying
liberal.
That it's liberal.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with being liberal, nothing wrong with being conservative if you really understand what the terms mean and how they are applied. In this country, we don't apply either liberal or conservative until
they
hijack
all of the terms.
Right,
that's why
exactly.
They go with progressive now.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, what does this mean? Richie, you're running. We're all running a business. Jennifer runs a business. I run a business. Roberta has run a business. Kenny has his own. Well, maybe Kenny doesn't so much. But the rest of us all have businesses, and we all might spend a moment reflecting on what would happen to our business if we had to pay a minimum of $15. I can tell you one, I can, at least as far as the farm is concerned, the farm would be over.
Mm-hmm.
Closed, finished, done. Okay? So that's how it would affect me and my farm. As far as the radio business is concerned, I'd like to think
I think that, I mean, $15 is not necessarily that everybody's making minimum wage. The idea is that if the minimum wage was $10 and now it's going to be $15, then everybody that you were, I mean, everybody has to get that $5 bump so that they're not that close to
that's
minimum wage.
That's
the problem.
Yeah, well, the same thing happens when the IRS comes in and audits a company and they say, okay, you're going to have to pay this, that, and there's an interpretation of the law versus the reality of the law. You can interpret it one way or another way. You go to court, spend a lot of money. Business owners say, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to go to court. I'm just going to eliminate a job.
Right. I'll
That's
just take
all.
Away the jobs.
And I'm not doing it because I'm being, I'm not trying to be combative. I'm not trying to be a wise guy. But if you want me to stay in business, to keep paying at least the people that are left, this is what I got to do.
I mean, small business is struggling already so
much. Of course
much.
It is. The economy hasn't improved. Squat.
Well. And the economy's power comes from small business. So the idea behind all these politicians making it harder for small business people, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so counterproductive.
Right. Okay, so there's that.
So, Roberta, in your father's restaurant business, paying minimum wage. Well, you have, I guess, I never have quite understood how the equality works when it comes to the people who are the waiters and waitresses. They get $2, $3, $4 an hour, and then they're expected to get paid. I don't even know how they get away with not paying minimum wage.
They do pay minimum wage.
Yeah. No, they don't. Not in some restaurants.
Some places do, some places don't.
Yeah, how do they get away with not paying?
It all depends on the place. I mean, one of my cousins, who's an older has been a head waiter at Merrill Lynch for years, and they actually get paid a very good salary.
A head waiter at Merrill Lynch?
At Merrill Lynch, at their private dining room, yes.
Oh, okay.
Fancy.
So, you know, and so it all depends on where you work.
Yeah, that's an upscale kind of situation. I mean,
yeah, it's a very upscale situation.
If you're
but,
a waiter
you know,
at Ruth Chris or something like that.
Years. Right, you know, Ruth, right.
Those guys are making 80, 100 grand a year.
They are.
Waiters are?
Through tips, though. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Oh well.
Well, they're also not getting $3 an hour either. Which.
No, but that's the other side of it. What gets included in how the register shows that you're paid? Most of the time, tips aren't reported. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say, oh,
sure, they're always reported now, Doug, because 90% of tips are on
credit cards. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever it is on, if it's on a credit card,
and
it
the
gets
state
reported.
Is really what the state is. Especially, like, I know what New York State is doing. They're looking at your receipts. And they're contemplating, you know, 10 to 15% at least in tips, and they'll go after you.
Well, but you know this thing. Then there's this consideration. States like New York, Massachusetts, California, that are so business unfriendly in terms of how they run their state, they're confiscatory. In New York State, they've driven pretty much all the farmers out because of their stupid rules, regulations, and the handling of circumstances. There's a great industry in New York. It's basically gone. And this is what the hallmark of Massachusetts, New York, other states you can come up with. Illinois is becoming this way a little bit. Other states that just are confiscatory.
So, but let's back up here a second.
Yeah.
This law, you said any business that has over 300 employees.
500.
500.
Yep.
They will do whatever they need to get to 499.
Yeah. Right. Okay. There
so
you go.
That they can continue to pay whatever they need to pay.
Well, the plan, if you have 409, you still have to do it. You just get longer to do it if you have fewer employees.
Right. I mean, one of the people that I know in California that owns a restaurant in Fullerton, California, she, because of the Obamacare laws, has kept her current hiring. She had to cut down staffing to 49. That's what she's doing to get around it because, you know, there's mandates for 50 and over. So it's exactly what companies will do. There are ways around these laws. They're just not any good for the consumer, and they're not any good for the economy.
No. All right. Kenny, you got a thought on this? Go ahead.
Yeah, what I find really interesting about this discussion is that when Congress or when the president decrees that there's going to be a raise across the board, everybody gets very upset and say that the states should do it. And then when a state is deciding, or in this case it's a city, is deciding, it's the same reaction. I feel like if this is going to blow up in their face, they voted for it, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to them.
Yeah, that's an intelligent way of looking at it as well. All right, so let's see. Jennifer, what's it going to do to your business? You have a small business, about the same number of employees.
Well, I think what it does is it makes the people that are on the lower end of our pay scale go, hey, wait a second, I'm now making minimum wage where I was making over minimum wage before, and now the pressure is on me as a small business person to find that money to pay them more.
Yeah.
And how do I do that? You know, I mean, do I raise my advertising rates? No, you can't really do that either. So it's impactful, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
Let me tell you something. As someone
is doing accounting now, it is.
The beauty,
trust me, it is.
The
you
beauty
have to
of
find
radio
that money somewhere.
Is it's a specialized job, and
right.
We have to
you're
pay
not getting people off the street.
Right. We have to pay people a little bit more anyway to get them, keep them, train them.
But you made a comment, Rich, that you pay people $12 an hour to start.
That's starting.
Okay, so now the minimum wage is $15 an hour.
Right.
And now you have to pay like $18 an hour to make those people
happy.
No, I don't.
At the starting people, I have some people that have been here for 6 and 7 years on the $12 an hour, part-timers. that come in and work weekends. And it's because they cannot find another job anywhere else that pays them that amount of money. And the radio, I mean, they just, people just want to work in radio. They love working in radio. They'll do whatever they can to work in radio and stay connected to it. So it's not like you can just walk out of here and walk across the street to the Wendy's if you're leaving McDonald's and get another job. It's just, you can't do it. So, and I figured out over the years that $12 is that magic number. If I paid somebody $10 an hour, in 6 months they're gone. If I pay somebody $14 an hour, it really doesn't, I'm just giving away money. So, you know, that's... But,
okay,
yeah.
Well, I think we got it around the... I think we've gone around the table with this. It's something that is going to take its toll. I don't think there's any question about that. It takes its toll. Where it all sits, the same as the EPA. It's the same as we all face every day, without trying to be a curmudgeon about this. But we all are the epitome of America, and what it's about are the small businesses. I am an entrepreneur and a small businessman. Rich is an entrepreneur, at least a small business person. Jennifer's father, an entrepreneur, started a business. The family.
But we figured out on our own what our number needs to be.
Right.
To keep
well, what I'm saying, but every day
people.
In the face
told
of
me,
this.
Government didn't tell me, no. You know what, for you to be able to run your business successfully, right. You need to start people out at $12
well,
an hour.
I think, I mean, Doug and I both agree on this, that the minimum wage is stupid. It should be dictated by the market. Your job,
right.
Your payment should be dictated
whatever
by the skills.
Whatever it takes. Richie just said it the best way. He has to pay these people $12 an hour in order to
otherwise
get somebody to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the bell needs to be set. The that's where the bar is.
Right.
Good God. All right, 18 after. This is Good Day.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Wow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one.
We're number one!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Thank you.
news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Let us digress and move into
hold on.
An interesting arena. What?
Stop. This song is such a great 70s song for you to be able to do your DJ thing. Are you ready?
I'm start
20
me.
Seconds. Yeah,
right,
go.
Okay. I'm
giving you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now about the business of getting to the top five songs from this week in 1975. We go from five to number one. Chicago at number five with Old Days.
Old Days.
Good, Douglas.
Oh, that was nice. Is this in regards to my birthday, Doug?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought. Yes, I remember those old days.
The moldy, oldy, goody, goldy smile. Rusty rack of wrinkled records. Old timer Roberta Fasanelli remembers what things were going on in her life during this week in 1975. So Chicago, one of their better songs in my book, frankly. I didn't always like Chicago. This was a pretty good song, though. All right, here's another one. Richie, we've had, I think, a couple of weeks in a row of a Grand Funk song.
Oh.
This is my favorite Grand Funk song of all,
I expected.
Number four this week in 1975, Bad Time. It's a great, great, not a good song, a great, good feeling song. Crank it up, Richie. Bad Time. It's always a bad time to be in love.
Not always.
Why is that? No, that's not really true. It's a great time.
Thanks, oh, man. And the next one. There's some feel-good kind of stuff in music in here.
Don't hurry through it, Richie. Come on, keep the grand fun going.
Oh, you want to keep going.
All right. What are you doing? You got kind of shoved out of the way on that one.
I did.
Number three this week in 1975. It's a one-hit wonder for this group, if I remember correctly, Kenny. Right? How long was it for them?
Yeah.
Listen to the lyrics, though. Crank it up, Richie.
I'll admit that it's part of the scheme, but I can't help but have my suspicions, because I ain't quite as dumb as I seem. And you said it was never intended.
How silly we are when we're in love, are we?
I've seen it this way, but there ain't any use in pretending.
No use.
It could happen to us any day.
everybody.
How has this been going on?
Do some performing. I'm getting an itch.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if karaoke can
make it. Is this not enough? About 5 or 6 hours a day of being on the radio is not enough to perform.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm performing. I'm just being me on the stage. You got to perform. All right. Let's see. Number two this week. 1975 is the year. 1st of June. Another good pop song from a great band, America and Sister Golden Hair. Thank you, Rich.
Saying I just can't make it.
Every one of these songs has a fun sing-along, feel-good kind of rhythm to it.
Yeah, doesn't it though? Yes.
Good convertible song here.
Is it? Bronco song, Richie. It's a Bronco song.
A great Bronco song.
Not a pickup song. And tell that story in the next half hour. Number one this week, 1975, John Denver.
Are you ready?
Ready. Everybody clap, Roberta, come on.
There's your pickup song.
That's your pickup song, yeah. All together now.
Thank God I'm a country boy. There is the fiddle, 28 after on Good Day.
It's called Checklist for Family Survivors.
And it's an excellent guide for people who face a loss and all of the tough issues that come with settling an estate and trying to figure out what to do next.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. A collaboration of AARP and the American Bar Association, the guide covers issues for an executor, family members, and...
This is also a book that is relevant if there was no will and if the estate has to go to probate.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
There's so much that has to happen after the passing of a loved one. And this means everything from arranging the funeral and the burial to figuring out where all of their financial accounts, investment accounts, insurance policies, where those documents are, and how to settle and close out all of the accounts.
The book is Checklist for Family Survivors, a guide to practical and legal matters when someone you love dies. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massive.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Started well. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli here with the issues of the day, things that will help you make the right choices when it comes to perhaps making up your own mind about some of the things in discussion and debate. The skies off of the Hawaiian island of Kauai. I always wonder about this. I'm on this island. I'm on the Big Island. We have two stations on the Hawaiian island chains. Kauai. Is that how you pronounce it, really?
Kauai.
We went through this last week.
It's Kauai.
Kauai?
Kauai.
Like Hawaii with a K.
K-A-U-A-I is Kauai? Kauai.
What?
Really?
Not Kauai.
Kauai sounds like a bear.
Kauai.
All right, anyway.
And Molokai.
Uh-huh.
And Lanai.
Yeah, that too.
And Maui.
Okay, so anyway, the skies, they're standing for Mars. NASA launching a saucer-shaped vehicle in an experimental flight designed to land heavy loads on Mars. So the Hawaiian...
speaking of heavy loads...
the Hawaiian Islands. I suppose, have you ever been to Hawaii? Who's been to Hawaii here?
Yes, I'm going next week.
Hawaii?
Okay, yeah.
Well, you go all the time, Jen.
I know.
Yeah, I love Hawaii. It's one of my favorite places on the planet. But if they've been trying to replicate what Mars is like, you'd see where... Yeah, Rich. Yes. When I go away at night and close my eyes and go to some other planet far, far away. Yeah. Well, I do come back, though, every morning.
Just wanted to verify that.
Yeah, thank you. Mars' surface apparently is similar to some of the things that scape-wise Hawaii is all about. And therefore, they've decided to use the landscape, the topography of Hawaii to replicate Mars to see if they can launch a vehicle and have it land with heavy loads in this sort of topography. So that's what that's what the deal is all about. This week we'll see a lot.
Why am I giggling every time you say a heavy load?
I don't know. I can't help you, Jennifer. Sorry.
Because you might have an adolescent boy.
There we go. Dun, 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 dun. So there are problems in California, where Jennifer lives. I live part of the time. Kenny and Jennifer are both full-time participants.
There's some shaking and moving last night, right?
Didn't feel it at all.
No. Okay, yeah. But the real story there this week is the drought, the rivers, the streams in Northern California. There are two problems, actually. Number one, there wasn't a lot of rain and precipitation this year. Number two, because there isn't, a lot of the marijuana farms are sucking up all of the water, and wildlife officials are upset because the animals are dying because they're growing so much pot on these now legal marijuana farms. So, I mean, is this real, or is this a way for those who don't like to see marijuana being grown to say, well, what you are doing to our country, you're ruining these pot smokers, what's the matter with you? And so I add to that a study that was done that was reported out over the weekend. This is 5 months into Colorado becoming the first state to allow recreational marijuana sales. The battle is far from over, as you can imagine. Law enforcement officers in Colorado and the states that surround Colorado are reporting that emergency room doctors are increasingly seeing problems, and are these cautionary lessons for other states who want to loosen marijuana laws? Story of a Denver man who, hours after buying a package of marijuana-infused Karma candy in one of the new marijuana shops, began raving about the end of the world, pulled a gun out, and killed his wife.
Wow.
And authorities say it was because he was stoned beyond belief, having consumed this Karma candy. So is that something that everybody who's talking about wanting to legalize pot ought to be thinking about? There are all kinds of anecdotal informational pieces, whether there's hard data yet or not. A lot of health statistics, teenage drug use, school expulsions because of fatal car crashes. I'm sorry, school expulsions because of the use of marijuana by kids in school. Fatal car crashes caused by people toking while they're driving. And then there's another, you know, there's always going to be an example. Colorado State Patrol tracking the number of people pulled over for driving while stoned. It's no longer driving under the... I suppose it still is DUI, though, right?
The influence. Yeah.
1.5% of all the citations written since January in Colorado were for being stoned while you drive.
But on the upside, as a friend tells me when I saw him a few weeks ago who lives there, real estate prices are zooming.
Because everybody wants to move there. They want to just smoke pot.
Real estate prices are sky high.
Nice,
very
Richie.
Nice, Rich.
So there are not a lot of people who agree on how much legally purchased marijuana is being sold in marijuana and moved out of. That's why I said the area, the states that are touching on the border of Colorado are seeing an increasing use of marijuana as well.
Well, and I mentioned that to my friend, and he's like, they are loaded up at the borders with state police.
Really?
And they pull
you can't cross lines, right?
You can't cross lines with it. So if they have any reason to pull you over, they will, and they will search your car.
Right. Yeah. So then there are other deaths. I'm looking at, I mean, this is all about death. It's not about life. It's not about the good stuff. If there is anything good. Karma candy, though, seems to be the big culprit here. Here's another story of two people were killed.
And maybe I'm not going to Roberta for any particular reason other than just, you know, research. But edibles are a little harder on you than smoking, right, Roberta?
Yeah, it stays in your system longer.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's
much longer.
And that's an expert, ladies and gentlemen.
It can also make you throw up.
Perfect.
You
have
right.
on your tummy.
So I think it's a point to be made.
Of course, I have no personal knowledge of this.
Whatever. So you can imagine the anti-marijuana groups grabbing a hold of this information, running to whatever state is next in line. Isn't Washington State considering this? What other states
they
are considering?
They did already. Washington and Colorado.
Right. Washington, D.C. is talking about it.
Right. And I'm sure they're talking about it in California, Massachusetts, New York.
Maryland will be next.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Really? So you can go do your talking over there, Rich.
Nah, that's not me, dude. Nah, dude, I'll drink
But whenever anybody says dude to me, I think automatically of drugs.
We're talking about marijuana.
Dude.
Yeah. If I said that's not me, sir, it just wouldn't
You would never
feel
say
right.
sir to me anyway. Dr. Bruce Shanahan
Pretty much.
Is going to join us in a few minutes with his medical between the lines. Stories in the news about things that are important to the medical community and to you, but maybe this is another opportunity
opportunity for you to sense that there is another side to the story. That's what Bruce does. He always researches that, and we have some great tidbits. Speaking of tidbits, your free coffee is on its way. Oh, you haven't signed up yet? For BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, get your free coffee. I feel like a barker at the ball games or the Kings games or hockey, whatever it is. By the way, the Kings.
Okay, going to the Stanley Cup with the Rangers.
It. All right, so if you, if I were walking around, get your coffee, get your free coffee here. This is like I'm at the Red Sox game. Get your free coffee here. Go to DougSteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and see the logo, the orange logo, right inside the homepage, or call 866-456-7805, and you can get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. You will, once you have tried it, never go to another brand unless you're forced into it because you can't get BuzzBox coffee. You have to get it delivered to you. You can't get it in a store anywhere. You can't get it at any place that you normally would get coffee because this is a fairly, it's fairly new and it's a fair traded item. Comes from areas in South America where Arabica. Why do I never pronounce it? Arabica's right.
Coffee.
Right. Okay. This is the Rust Belt that they're worried about. Lowland Arabica farms. All of the coffee for BuzzBox grown on the high grounds. It is smelling terrific. It is tasting terrific. It is about helping others. Very complex kind of story here. We're looking for 1,000 Doug Steffen listeners to sign up for this so I can buy some cows to help people using the money. The founder of BuzzBox is a big believer in world vision and helping those who are starving here and there, and I'm with him on this because cows are used to produce milk, which can be used to help nutritionally 3,000 youngsters a day. That's what I'd like to do. Need some help, but this is not like you're giving and not getting something. You start with a free coffee, and you'll taste it and love it, and then you'll sign up, get the BuzzBox coffee delivered to you, and the portion that is mine that would come from selling this, I'm giving to World Vision so they can buy some cows. This guy knew how to hit me. He knew what my hot button was. Cows and milk and children. And that's what we're doing. So two things come out of this. You get great coffee, wonderful coffee delivered to you so you can enjoy it every single day. And you can also be helping me help a lot of people around the world who need help nutritionally. 866-456-7805 to get started, or go online to DougSteffen.com.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed. Weather-resistant. Reliable. Astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world.
No.
There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. With all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter, starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
MSNBC presents Growing Hope.
When a voice is empowered to action, when a light shines on equality and justice, the seed of hope is sown. It drives you to tackle the hard stuff, to stop gun violence, protect voter rights, to fight so that everyone has access to health care, and make sure no one falls through the cracks. As hope grows, so does the power of people.
Learn more at msnbc.com/growinghope.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belveeta.
Morning win.
It is time for us to win informationally. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who is one of the country's foremost experts on spinal decompression, has a great website, 818newback.com, is here with us every week at this time to read or to explain what he's read between the lines with some important medical consideration. Bruce, as usual, a pleasure. What do we have to think about today?
Hi, Doug. Well, this is kind of a sad story. We're going to be going over it. It has to do with the week and a half ago in Isla Vista when Elliot Roger killed all those people and killed himself. And, of course, every time this kind of occurrence happens, it stirs the pot with the whole gun debate. And people from both sides, you know, arguing, you know, guns, no guns, what do? We have to solve this problem. Well, lying between the lines, not just with Elliot Roger, but nearly every mass shooting incident in the last 20 years, the common factor, more so than the guns, are the psychotropic drugs that these individuals have been on. And again, you know, all of these drugs come with a warning that say, you know, may cause suicidal thoughts or behavior. And, you know, I'm not saying that these drugs are all bad and that nobody should be taking them, but we really do have to look at using these drugs as a solution for emotional problems, and are they really effective? And, you know, just the whole thing just really gets me because, you know, I went to UC Santa Barbara. I lived in Isla Vista. And I have a daughter who fits the prototype of the girl that this boy wanted to kill. So this kind of mental illness really does disturb me quite a bit.
So under the circumstances, what do we all need to know that we don't really know about these things? Between the lines with all of these things, not just this circumstance, but look at all of the ones this last year or two or last decade or two. There have been all kinds of incidents like this, and it all seems to rally around the mind and what is going on in the minds of these people that we haven't noticed, or their lifestyle that we haven't did somebody, although in this case, pretty much everybody seems to know that this guy was a problem. But in other cases, you've heard people say, oh, gee, I didn't know. Or it doesn't seem obvious, that, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think the first step in solving this problem, which is such an incredibly complex problem, is realizing that the solution is going to have to be multidimensional itself. I mean, it isn't going to be as simple as coming up with a new, you know, mental drug or taking away everybody's gun. You know, it's about looking at the kind of society that we live in and what kind of society do we want, and behaving in a fashion that's consistent with that. I think, you know, I think, you know, you'd probably agree with me that we don't live in as kind a world as it was back in, say, the 50s and the 60s. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of kind of social stresses that are placed upon people that didn't exist back then. And I think that it's again, it's just such a multidimensional problem. I think the first step is just to recognize that there are no soundbite answers to this problem.
All right. And that is the way the news media would like to interpret it, that everything is easy to fix, just you have to stop this or that. Not so. Dr. Bruce Shanohoff, his website, 818newback.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% Moon River. Whew. Thank you, Doc. You ever serve time?
My name is Irwin Fletcher. I'm Don Corleone.
Rosen. Dr. Rosen.
Harry S. Truman.
Igor Stravinsky.
Name's Liddy.
Gordon Liddy.
Mr. Sinland.
Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
Babar.
B-A-B-A-R.
Don't ever call me Irwin.
No, okay.
Fletcher's theme. Harold Faltermeyer. Didn't he do Beverly Hills Cop? Do I remember that? Didn't he do the theme for Beverly Hills Cop? Yes.
Yes,
however, is music from the movie Fletch, which was the number one movie this past... I was going to say this past week. Hello. It was the number one movie during this week, 1985. How would this movie fare? That's an interesting question, a fair question, Chucker. The Fletch movies, how would they fare, or any of this sort of thing by the Chevy Chase types?
Foul Play, Vacation.
Yeah, how would they fare in 2014? What do you think, Chucker?
With Chevy Chase, or you mean a remake?
Either or.
Well, they're planning on remaking Fletch. They've been trying to get it going for like the last 4 or 5 years. It's in some sort of development process, and I believe they're going to remake Vacation also.
Really? But yep. Without him. Or does he get to cameo?
Without him. He might have a cameo in Vacation, but he's not going to be the star.
Mm-hmm.
I think from what I heard, Ed Helms from the Hangover movies is going to star in the reboot.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good fit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not going to keep you. Maybe I'm going to blow your brains out. Well, no, I'm no lawyer, but I do believe that's a violation of my rights.
All right, that was when he was good.
Yeah,
to put it this way, anything and everything that can be remade that has a possibility of making some money is you're going to see happen.
Yeah, throw that out. No original ideas, or not many of them anyway. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man. You can check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, through DougStefan.com. You go to the contributors box, see Chuck's picture, find out more about him and his thoughts about videos, DVDs. He's got it. He knows all kinds of things, insights. Matter of fact, his insight into box office totals, what won over the weekend, where are the numbers, we'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
He sits for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment, but you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way, like this one. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it.
Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Chuck just told me. Doug.
But Chuck told you that it was funny?
Yeah.
Did you believe him?
I want to see A Million Ways to Die in the West. Chucker saw it and said it's funny. What say ye, Chucker?
I thought it was hit or miss. I give it a 6 out of 10. I thought some of it was pretty flat, and it could have been cut. Maybe 10 or 15 minutes of its running time could have been cut. But it had some big laughs. Seth MacFarlane, people love him, people don't like him. I like his work. This is the first time he starred in a feature film. Charlize Theron was very good. Believe it or not, it's beautifully shot, has a great score. There's a lot of pluses to it. So wasn't great, wasn't nearly as funny as Ted, but I like it, and if you like to just have some decent laughs, I still recommend going to see it, Doug.
All right, let's get the
number one at the box office was Disney's Dark Fairy Tale. Melissa Vince,
really?
$1 million, high end of expectations. Film also did $100 million overseas. This is the biggest opening in the career of Angelina Jolie. X-Men: Days of Future Past dropped a whopping 67% in ticket sales week to week. Still $32 million, $162 million in 2 weeks release. I went to see it Friday night. I liked it. I didn't love it. It's a good entry in the franchise, though. A Million Ways to Die, not good. $17 million opening. This is a weak number. Godzilla placed fourth, 12.2, $175 million in 3 weeks of release. And Adam Sandler's Blended, another box office disappointment, ran out the top five, 8.4. Opening Friday is Tom Cruise's Edge of Tomorrow, and then a love story, The Fault in Our Stars. I also went to see this art house film, Cold in July, with Michael C. Hall, who played Dexter, Sam Shepard, and Don Johnson. Great performances by all three. I liked it a lot. It's a very interesting film. Starts one way, ends another. It's only on 70 screens across the country. Happened to be fortunate it was in my neighborhood, so I went to see it.
Hi, Chucker. Good job. Interesting. I Seth MacFarlane is overused, overexposed, I think.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.